Sam, thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for April the 1st. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 to 24. It says there, "You were taught to leave your old self, to stop living the evil way you lived before. That old self becomes worse because people are fooled by the evil things they want to do. But you were taught to be made new in your hearts, to become a new person. That new person is made to be like God, made to be truly good and holy." End of quote. God is after your character. He wants you to stop living the way you lived before. The old self-controlled life which causes foolish consequences and actions. God wants you to be new in your hearts. Become a new person. Leave the old and embrace the new things God wants you to have. You see, the Bible says God wants you to transform you to Christ-likeness with the fruit of the Spirit described in Galatians 5:22-23. It says there, "But the fruit of the Spirit produces the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." End of quote. God wants us to bear more and much fruit and fewer acts of the flesh. However, unfortunately, we see around us the acts of the flesh more often than the fruit of the Spirit. The acts of the flesh are described in the previous verses in 18 to 21 in the same chapter. They are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outburst of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like this, of which I warned you before, just I have warned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. End of quote. Did you notice it ends with a serious warning if we continue in such a lifestyle without any signs of repentance? The passage affirms such people will not inherit the kingdom of God. Beloved, how much important to Him that we develop fruit for Him? It means the internal qualities described above. Jesus cursed and said this after looking for fruit in a tree, and He said, "May you never bear fruit again." Immediately the tree withered. May He never say this about any one of us. Do you show forth love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control? These are the fruit God is looking in our lives, even amid ill treatments, pains, and confusion. If not all, at least a few fruits do we have? Or are we more closer looking to the acts of the flesh, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, faction, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like this? If so, can we lean on the loving Lord's call to move away from those actions to look more like the first list, the fruit of the Spirit? Beloved, we have to lean on the Lord in prayer and in His Word to get there. We must allow the Holy Spirit to control our thinking and actions. As long as flesh controls our thinking and actions, no character developments happen. We need to punish our body and make it under our control, like we discussed yesterday, to show forth such spiritual fruit in our lives. I know how hard it is to move out of the flesh to the Spirit. Whatever it cost, we must make it happen. Not many days left now. The few days left, may we live striving forward to bear at least a few fruit of the Holy Spirit. Remember, God is not after your reputation. He is not after your convenience and well-being. He is after your heart and character. The COVID-19 disaster also proves this fact, doesn't it? God doesn't care much about our convenience. He does not. He is after our character. He wants to groom you to the likeness of His Son, Jesus, before you stand in front of Him one day. For this purpose, God would allow severe hardships in your life. He intends to make fruit out of you. He would make hard-pressed fruit which causes stress and pain in your life, as He did in Jeremiah's life. for what purpose? For a world dying in their sins every day. Sweetly allow Him to do this in and through you. It does not matter what was your past. It is not late as of yet. Begin today. Surrender and commit today for God to transform you. Allow Him to see fruit developing inside you. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I want to bear fruit for you in my life. I want to cooperate with you to develop character because you are after my character, not after my reputation, well-being, or even convenience. I submit and surrender to you today. I'm sorry I was living according to my old ways. I look more like a flesh-oriented person than a spiritual person. Help me, Lord, and change me today so that I can honor you when I live here temporarily. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.